With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner, everybody. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and we have a wonderful day of trivia for you right here, right now. Just before we get into the actual game, as a reminder, Puckle stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name that our fearless leader Thatch came up with back in 2007, despite what he might tell you on the main show. As I said, though, today we have some wonderful trivia for you. Really excited for the matchup that we have going on today. First, we will give you a newcomer to the show and relative newcomer to our community. He comes from the land down under. We have Sparky.
Hello, Snag. Hello, Paco. How's everyone going?
It's good. Very glad to have you on this morning. Well, it's morning for us here in the United States. Relatively early, actually. But it's actually evening for you where you're at. So, I'm just really glad that we can get so many people from around the world to be on the show.
Hey, I live in opposite land. Day is night. Winter is summer.
That's a funny way to think of it. Yeah, awesome. Great. Thank you for being on the show, I should say. And so just a little bit about you so our community can get to know you a little bit. I know that you are a huge fairy-type enthusiast. Is that right?
Honestly, I just love Pokemon in general. But yeah, as you may have seen from my UUTC team, I'm definitely a fan of the fairy type. Playing monotype in general is a big, big thing that I love to do.
Well, that's great. Awesome. Yeah, you were the UUTC runner-up, so congratulations on that. That's a great accomplishment. And then you were also telling me before that Sparky actually has an interesting definition in Australia. What does Sparky mean in Australia?
Yeah, Sparky is actually Aussie slang for an electrician, which is what I do for a living.
Awesome. Well, fantastic. I'm really glad to hear that. And thank you again for being on. His opponent today has actually been on the show before, looking to get some redemption here, you might say. We have Uncle Oshawott.
Hello, hello, hello.
Thanks for coming back, Oshawott. Glad to have you on.
Yeah.
All right, so, I don't know, let's see if you can try and explain to me. What is your obsession with Gen 5?
Well, first of all, it's the best generation, but, you know, I don't know, just whole childhood nostalgia for it. It's a good time. Everything's new. Everything's clean looking. Good graphics. But yeah, that's my comment on it.
Right, okay. It's just so weird because I know that there are a group of 30-somethings in the conversation with you right now, so when you say Gen 5 is nostalgic for childhood, it's just... it's very interesting to hear that said. And speaking of which, though, you are a senior in high school. Have you graduated yet, or is that still on the horizon for you?
One week.
Oh, man. As a lot of people know, I teach high school, and my school actually got done last week. By the time this comes out, I've actually been done for like 3 weeks. And actually, our seniors get done extremely early. They were done like the first week of May. It was weird. Yeah, I know. Just where I live, that's kind of the way things roll. But Anyway, joining these folks today, we have some awesome co-hosts to join them. First, joining Sparky, we have the fluffiest Whimsicott.
Hello, everyone. And Uncle Oshawott, Gen 5 power. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, although, yeah, hearing it described as a childhood memory was... it hurt, man.
Don't worry, it makes me feel old, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a little surprised that we actually didn't get you two as a pairing here, but it's also very fitting that you and Sparky are our team, because, again, Wimpscott, you also enjoy the fairy type, and you're actually this year's UUTC champion, so congratulations on that, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Sparky and I have... you know, an affinity for the fairy type, and it was funny that, like, we live at the exact opposite ends of the Earth, and I was already on a team with Oshawott before, so this time I kind of pushed to be on a team with Sparky.
Well, there we go. All right. And joining Uncle Oshawott, he's been on the show several times before. In fact, he is Season 1's champion. We have Linian.
Hello. It's very early in the morning for me.
I was hoping you were still awake.
Yeah, no, I did not fall back asleep. We're good. We're all good.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us this early in the morning. It is very early for Linian. I'm a little surprised he's doing it on a Saturday morning, but thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. I love being on here.
You are in charge of Puckle's Create a Pokemon competition. How's that been going? I believe the submissions have come in. I mean, I'm sure you can't give us a whole lot of detail yet, but is it going well?
Yeah, we've been working with our competitors, been trying to, like, shop things, and we're coming up on the first round, but I think that's all I can really say right now.
All right, awesome. Well, glad to hear that. We really appreciate you doing that, and just glad to have you more involved with the community.
Yeah, it's been fun. Puckle is a very involved community, and it's been nice to get to engage with people.
With that, let's go ahead and also introduce our team names. As we said, Sparky and Whimsicott are going to make a team, and then Uncle Oshawott and Linian are going to make a team. And, you know, with the release of the new games, Let's Go Eevee, I'll just let Whimsicott explain the team names to you.
Okay, so I'll try to make a long story short. And by short, I mean we got the short end of the stick. Because, of course, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee were announced. Hype! And, of course, we should be Team Eevee and Team Pikachu. But Uncle Oshawott is a sneaky little bugger, and he called Team Eevee before anyone else could. And, honestly, nobody wants to be Team Pikachu. So, Sparky and I, as Fairy-type trainers, were like, well, but we would like to be Team Fairy. And then it was like, well, we should come to a compromise. Team Fairy Pikachu. And this is how we ended up being on Team Dedenne.
There we go.
No regrets.
So we have Let's Go Dedenne and Let's Go Eevee. All right. With that, let's go ahead and get into our first game.
And now, we're contractually obligated to play Flip Hikers!
Welcome back, Puckalonians, and as you just heard, we are going to be playing Cliff Hiker. Here's a quick recap of the rules for this game. Each member of each team will be given a Pokemon and a move or evolution they need to guess at what level that happens. For each number they are off, their Pokemon for their team will take steps up the mountain. For each step their Pokemon takes, they lose 100 points from the 5,000 point total. Each team will also be given a national dex question that they will work on together. If their Pokemon takes 50 steps, it loses all of the team's points. If it takes more than 50 steps, it falls off the mountain to its doom, or, as is also canon, it can either fall off the mountain to its doom or grab onto a hang glider and to go to safety. Someone in the chat, I believe, he goes by Rex, did bring up the point, when we originally did this game with Geodudes, most Geodudes would actually probably be okay because they have Sturdy, so they wouldn't fall to their doom. They'd fall, they'd get hurt, but they'd still be left with 1 HP.
Good point.
So let's go ahead and get started with this. Let's go ahead and start with Let's Go Dedenne. And the team's mascots are the Pokemon that are going to be moving up the mountain. So we'll literally say, let's go to Dedenne. So Sparky, now something that you folks may not be aware of listening at home, actually everyone recording right now is part of the Puckle Draft League, the PDL. And so for this, for the first few questions, I've actually selected Pokemon that are, these competitors should know something about because they are on their PDL teams. So Sparky. Ooh,
testing the knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. So Sparky. I want to know, on your team, you have a Diggersby. I want to know, what level does Bunnelby evolve into Diggersby?
Oh, you would do this to me. Normally it's like, what, three chances in? I'm going to say 20.
Okay, all right, so you say 20. Let's go Dedenne. But Dedenne doesn't go anywhere. Dedenne just kind of sits there and doesn't go anywhere. It is exactly 20. Nice job.
Woo!
Yeah! Team Dedenne.
Nicely done. All right, Uncle Oshawa, let's switch over to you. On your team for the Draft League, you have the very fast, the very quick, and its star ability was banned within the last year. You have Dugtrio on your team. So unfortunately, your Dugtrio can't be doing any arena trapping, but it's still a very fast ground-type Pokemon. So my question for you is, what level does Diglett evolve into Dugtrio?
Oh boy, the one I didn't use. let's say, I think it's up there. I think it's in the 30s. I want to go 32.
32. You know, when I was doing this question, I thought it was right around there as well. But let's go Eevee. Say 32, and your Eevee starts hopping down the trail. And only takes 6 steps. It actually evolves at level 26.
Yeah, I pulled that back right away because I thought of Gen 1 and how there's all those Dugtrio in the Diglett
Cave. They're at level 31, yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, it stuck in my head that it actually evolved at, like, 33. That's what, for some reason, 33 was stuck in my head. But nope, it's 26. All right, nicely done, though. Again, only taking 6 steps is a good start. Let's switch back to team. Let's go to Dedenne. Let's see if we can get Dedenne going at all. Whimsicott, the Pokemon that I chose for you actually is one that Linnean has a great appreciation for, is Minior. Mm. Now, Minior shares a move with one of my favorite Pokemon, in fact, on my Draft League team. In fact, I think it's sitting at number 3 on the MVP list for kill-to-death ratio, my Pokemon is Cloyster. But, Whimsicott, I want to know, at what level does Minior learn Shell Smash?
I want to say 41.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Dedenne. All right. So Dedenne does start taking a few steps down the path. Starts hopping along with its tail trailing behind. It actually only goes 4 steps though, because it actually learns it at level 45.
Right. Well done.
Yeah. Very good. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, Linnean. Early in the Draft League season, in fact, like while the draft was going on, you made arrangements to trade for this Pokemon. The Pokemon that I've picked for you is Mimikyu. And Mimikyu is a really interesting Pokemon. It can learn lots of things. It has a relatively high attack stat. And my question for you is, what level does it learn the normal move, Slash?
Okay. Because I know that that's a move that I either had when I caught it or picked up relatively quick. I just caught the thing and used some playing through it. I got a hedge. Because it's like right around that level where you get it. Which, I mean, I think it's before you catch it. Because you catch them at like level 36 or something. And I think it started with that move, but that's not a good thing. Because that could be like level 21. I'm gonna hedge to the higher end because it tends to get a lot of moves pretty close together. I'm gonna say level 30.
Level 30? All right.
Level 30.
All right. So your Eevee starts hopping on down the trail, and it actually only takes 2 steps. It actually learns Slash at level 32.
That is such a late level to get such a useless move.
Slash isn't useless.
I mean, he kinda is.
Nicely done. After the like preliminary round, if you would say, Team Dedenne is 4 steps down the path, and then Team Eevee is 8 steps down the path, but that can all change here with the National Pokedex question. Now, this one, unfortunately, doesn't have anything to do with Draft League. I tried to pick something that was fair for everyone, which is kind of hard to balance with four people with different experiences. Let me say that again because I just hit my mic. I try to balance this as well as possible, which is hard to do with four people with different experiences, but I think I've settled on Pokemon that will do a pretty good job. For Team Dedenne, I want to know, what is the national Pokedex number of Politoed?
Politoed. Okay, Politoed is Gen 2. It's an added evolution. Most of the added evolutions are kind of bunched together, right?
They're kind of in the middle, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are kind of in the middle. So they should be around 200, right?
Maybe give them a couple more because you've got like all the starters, all the
starters and the birdies and the bugs.
I'm thinking around like 205, 210 maybe.
That sounds... Oh, okay, let's go backwards. We have Celebi, Lugia, Ho-Oh, the three legendary dogs, then something like Seedra and the T-Tar line.
Yeah.
And that's like at least 10 off of 251.
Yeah.
And I think... So I think we should go around to... I want to say like 239.
Ooh,
how does that sound?
Far.
I mean, what's at the end of the Gen 2 Pokedex? I think it's the added evolutions, because do you know that Gen 2 demo that came out recently? And all of the added evolutions are kind of towards the end of the sprite rip.
For some reason, I really feel like they're just bunched in the middle there.
Okay, so
but you're really good at this game, normally. So I don't want to steer you off your course.
I don't know. You were saying 225. I was saying 239. Do you want to go like 231?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with that.
Okay. 231.
231. Huh.
Yep.
Okay. So
I swear if that's right.
So you're Dedenne. Decided that it wants to get a bit of a workout. It is.
Oh no.
Your Dedenne is gonna start moving down the path. In fact, it's going for a clear run right now. It is heading. It is running right up the path. It is running so hard and so fast, but it sees the edge of the mountain and stops. It takes 45 steps. Stopping it at 49 steps, which, as I said, is just before the edge of the mountain. It's actually at 186. It's actually one of the ones that are thrown there early. Winscott, I think you might be mixing that up with Gen 4, because like Gen 4 has a lot of their added evolutions at the end. Gen 2, they're all mixed up. Like,
oh yeah, no, I think what got me was, as I said, the leak that we had for the Pokemon Gold demo that came out recently, and in that the sprites are in order, but all of the added sprites for old Pokemon are towards the end. Yeah. So I think that confused me.
Yeah, so like just to give you folks a heads
Sorry,
up, like
Sparky.
So like Crobat is like 10 or so from the starters, and that's a added evolution. Then there's Chinchu Lantern. Then there's Pichu, Cleffa, Igglybuff, Togepi, so you throw some of the babies, but not all the babies in there.
The mystery egg, really.
Yeah. Then about another 10 or so down, you have Politoed at 186, and then a handful later, Umbreon, Espeon. They're just all over the place in Gen 2.
Let's look at the positives, Whimsicott. Our compromise saved our Dedenne from running off the edge.
Yeah, it did.
That's right.
I mean, we saved at the Dedenne. Are we happy about that? I don't know, but okay, whatever.
All right. So with that, to be clear, your Dedenne is 1 step away from the edge, earning you 100 points. Switching over to Team Eevee, let's see how well you guys fare. Again, this is a little bit hard to balance. This Pokemon is going to be more so in Oshawott's wheelhouse, but Linian should be able to do just fine. Should be able to do just fine with it as well, because the Pokemon is Galvantula.
Oh, okay.
And I say Linian should do well with this because this is a Pokemon on his Draft League team. Although when you're doing Draft League stuff, you usually don't look at Pokedex number a whole lot. So I'm not sure how much that necessarily helps him.
Well, I mean, I'm on like the Serebii page like every day. I'm just gonna Mind Palace this, I guess. Charge
so
is like 2/3 of the way through that dex, yeah.
Well, what numbers in the national dex are Gen 5 in general? That's like,
it's 294 through 1.5 million later. It's like 155 Pokemon were introduced.
Right.
I can do the arithmetic, but I don't know that range. I know not 494 is Victini.
Okay. So you have him, old starters.
Not 5-4. No, not 474. Not, because 473 is Arceus.
So, we have the bajillion legendaries at the end.
Yeah.
Chargestone Cave, let's see, that would be around...
It's basically right by Mistralton, if I remember right. Basically, 150-something Pokemon were added. I think this would be about 2/3 of the way through, so that's 100.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I think it's in the middle. Don't quote me on that. I do think it's closer. It's not in the beginning. I know that.
Yeah. That cave has so many Pokemon in it.
Yeah.
Just, like, in general. I want to say there's, like, 9 new things, or at least that's what it feels like. And I don't know where it falls in that. And that's an obnoxiously large range.
Right.
We do need to have guys settle on something pretty quick here.
Right, okay.
It's 500 plus 100, more or less. Do you want to just say 600? That's what we're guessing.
600? That's pretty close to the end. That's getting into, legendary range, I think.
No. I mean, really, there's not a whole lot of new things that get introduced after Chargestone, though. You've got, Bisharp line, a lot of repeats, really, towards the end. And then a couple single stagers, and then you've hit your legendaries.
Yeah, okay, we can go 600.
Okay.
Do you want to go a little under that? I just think it's...
You want to go 580?
Yeah.
580, move down 20?
That works, okay. Yeah.
All right, let's say 580.
All right, 580. So your Eevee, also wanting to get a little bit of a workout, starts...
Oh, no.
Starts heading down the path, sees how hard the Dedenne worked, and is like, nah, I'm not doing that. And starts running down and goes roughly halfway down the path, takes a total of 16 steps this time. It's actually 496, so saying about 600, we've gotten you pretty close.
No. I am sorry.
We still survived. That's all I care about. It's just a miracle.
That's right. So yeah, your Eevee took 24 steps, leaving 2,600 points on the board for you. Nicely done, gentlemen. Congratulations for winning this first round of Cliff Hiker. And for winning this round of Cliff Hiker, you win a year's supply of, and I'm a little bit surprised that they actually still have some of this around, from Green Tauros, their limited supply of...
Oh red... boy, I know what this is.
Yeah, Red Gyarados. They brought that back, apparently.
Wait, wasn't that discontinued because it was, almost lethal? I'm glad we lost Sparky.
So you guys have earned a year's supply of Red Gyarados. Congratulations.
Scales.
Oh, scales? Okay.
As opposed to who?
So with that, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we will catch you guys on the flip-flop for the next game.
Hey, are you looking to get the most out of your energy drinks? Well, then you should drink Green Tauros. It's the only energy drink, and it's the proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast. Green Tauros contains such ingredients as caffeine, taurine, B-group vitamins, sucrose and glucose, and Mount Coronet spring water. But don't take my word about how delicious it is. Listen to what Lieutenant Surge has to say.
It's delicious!
That's right, everybody. Lieutenant Surge gets charged up on Green Tauros before every battle. Green Tauros, it's the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Ah, my hands are hooves!
Proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast.
Have you had a hankering for some spicy Dunsparce wings at the low price of $9.35?
Or maybe you're getting the vapors for some juicy Toro's tenderloin at a steal of $27.96. Whatever the case, head on over to the Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where, if it moves, we'll serve it.
It's time to play Dex Tac Toe!
Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. We are here for our next game, Dex Tac Toe. Here's how the game is played. The teams are playing on a 3x3 grid. Behind each square, there is a Pokemon. One team will select a square, and in order to make their mark on their square, they need to identify the Pokemon based on its Pokedex entry. If the team gets it wrong, the other team has the opportunity to score those points. They can either guess immediately to score the full 500 points, or ask for another Pokedex entry, reducing it to 400 points. The least amount a square can be worth is 100 points. If a team gets 3 in a row, they earn a bonus 500 points. Any questions about how the game is played, folks?
Nope.
Nope. I think we're good.
All right, so let's go ahead and start out again with Team Let's Go to Dene. Let's give you the opportunity to start this game off. Sparky, as you are our guest, why don't you go ahead and select a square? What part of the grid do you want to start at?
Oh, man, I didn't study up on tic-tac-toe strategy, but from what I remember,
you got to know that tic-tac-toe meta.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
All right, Sparky, go ahead. What did you say you wanted?
Let's go for the middle square, please.
Middle square. Okay, let me pull this one up here. I got a good one here. This one is... So, anyways, with this one, I have a Generation 6 Pokedex entry. This is actually from Pokemon Y. A proverb claims that happiness will come to anyone who can make a sleeping Pokemon that this one is stand up.
Sleeping Pokemon stand up, and you get happiness.
And it's this Pokemon. I omitted it because it's literally in the Pokedex entry.
Okay, we got that. I am not familiar with this one, Sparky.
No, me either. Like, sleeping Pokemon standing up sounds like Snorlax, but I don't see why that would make anyone happy. It'll just eat all your food.
I will tell you that this has nothing really to do with a sleeping Pokemon.
Yeah, you know what? could it be Baltoy?
Oh, that's so... I don't know. Because it could be. Should we...
It put me in mind of Baltoy. It's hard to make it stand up without it cooperating with its psychic powers because it's a spinning top.
It's hard to go past that logic.
I don't know. It was just... Okay, Baltoy. Very random.
Baltoy is unfortunately incorrect. Switching over to Team Let's Go Eevee, would you like to take a guess at this one? Would you like another Pokedex entry for this one? Or would you like to go somewhere else?
What do you say, Ash? I have no bloody idea.
Okay. I might be 100% wrong with this, so we might need another Dex entry, but I was thinking it was maybe like Carbink or Deoncé or something.
Well, just I know like it would be Deoncé because they have to put the mythical lore in there somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know. I think probably... I would feel better getting another hint because it's the middle space. I think it's worth a 100-point loss to really get that nailed down.
Yeah.
All right, so you'd like to still go for the center, but get another Pokedex entry?
Yep.
All right, this is from, we'll say, Pokemon Black. It transforms the kindness and joy of others into happiness, which it stores in its shell.
I thought you said this was a Gen 6
model. No, he said it was a Gen 6 entry.
Oh.
Shell, okay.
Well, that changes everything.
Happiness and joy in its shell?
Is it like Caracosta? I'm just thinking from the generation. It's not helpful.
I don't know about happy. Okay. Because Caracosta is all about, like, it can bite through steel.
Right. What has a shell?
And that's how it stores its happiness.
Togetic or Togepi?
No, does it ever sit down? Can it sit down?
Well, that's kind of why, I don't know, because it's happiness in its shell.
Right.
And no, I think you're right. No, it wouldn't be, if anything, it would be Togepi. It would be the little spiked ball Pokemon.
Little spiked ball?
Well, that's its classification because Togepi just means spiked ball.
I'm trying to think of like, those mid generations.
Isn't it the happiness Pokemon or it's something that, like that?
What
Togepi? Yeah,
we could go for it. I don't really think it's it, but I don't have any better ideas. So.
I'm just thinking, what else has a shell and is like happy? Is it Togepi?
It is Togepi. Nice job.
Yeah. I'm just gonna let you answer from now on.
No child.
Nicely done. Yes, it is Togepi. Yes, all of its Pokedex entries say something about energy and happiness, storing it inside its shell. Yeah, nicely done. So you guys have earned the center square, a very, very powerful position in a game like this. Let's switch back over to Team Dedenne. Where would you like to go?
Well, I think we should probably go for a corner square. What do you think, Sparky?
Yeah.
Top left?
Yeah, top left sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Top left corner. Oh, also as a bit of a comment here, last night as I was preparing this, Snag Arena and Dr. Odno helped me select these Pokemon, so.
Oh, that's going to add some layers.
It does, actually, but I'm not going to tell you what layers they add. Let's go with this one here. This is a Pokedex entry from Ultra Sun. Records of it exist in writings from long, long ago, where it was known by the name the Beast That Calls the Moon.
Sparky, this should be Lunala, right?
Do you think? I don't know. Yeah, I'm so bad with these Pokedex entries.
Because, Solgaleo is based on the lion that eats the sun in alchemy. So the beast that eats the sun and the beast that calls the moon?
That makes a lot of sense. It does sound like for a legendary, hey.
Right? So should we try that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I think I'm coming up blank for anything else. That sounds more likely than anything that I've got running through my head.
The only other thing I can think of would be like Midnight Lycanroc.
Yeah, I was thinking Lycanroc as well. But then, I don't know, it has the same Pokedex entry regardless of what form it has.
I don't know. I think they have different Pokedex entries in Gen 7 for different forms because they have different Pokedex entries for Mega Evolutions as well. But the thing is, these writings in ancient times and the analogy with Solgaleo, I would lean towards Lunala, but I'm okay with answering Lycanroc if you want.
No, I think Lunala sounds
okay.
Just the whole beast thing, the beast thing's throwing me, that's all. But
they are pretty darn big, both of them. So Lunala and Solgaleo.
Yeah, let's go Lunala.
Okay, Lunala.
All right, Lunala is the answer, and Lunala is correct, earning you 500 points.
Oh,
nicely done. Well done. I can see how that could be tricky because as I was reading that, I'm like, yeah, that does sound kind of like Lycanroc. But all right, so moving on back to Team Let's Go Eevee. Where would you like to go? Where would you like to pick? You already have one in the center, so again, a very powerful position. You can go lots of places to get some advantage here.
I'm thinking we should probably go middle left or top middle.
I'd like top middle. That seems like a good position.
Top middle, right next to the Lunala that they just picked and above your Togepi?
Yep.
All right. So this Pokemon, I've picked its Pokemon Ultra Sun Pokedex entry. Although it's rough-mannered and egotistical, it finds beating down unworthy opponents boring. It gets motivated for stronger opponents.
You said this was from Ultra Sun?
Yes.
Okay, the good thing is that puts us down to 300 Pokemon that it could be max, because they don't have national Dex entries. So,
wasn't Ultra Sun like 450?
Or like 400? It was like 400, but yeah, no, you're right.
So you've narrowed it down to half of the Pokemon.
Well, it means that we're not hunting for something like a Kanto or a... I think that sounds very heel wrestler.
Which one?
That sounds very Incineroar, kind of, but yeah. I don't know.
And you also have to think of the mindset, or through the mindset of how they were picked, because we have that insider information now.
that's a good point.
I was thinking Weavile, but that's probably not correct at all. It's just all hack and slash in its food.
Yeah, Weavile usually talks about being like a pack hunter. And they're talking about how they've like almost made a certain Alolan form extinct, if I remember right.
I think, yeah, Incineroar Aura might be right. The other one I was thinking was well, now I forget it, but yeah, Incineroar, that one seems right.
I guess it's
very wrestler.
Could be, yeah. I don't, maybe, no, Crabrawler, they always talk about like climbing because they have to give you some vague hint.
The other one I was thinking of, which probably isn't correct, I was thinking of a Gallicipod, but just because of its association.
Yeah, that could be another one. I don't know. Your call. I'll let you pick.
You've been right so far.
No, dude, I literally rolled over and turned on my mic. This is not the time to put blind faith.
Okay.
But okay.
What are you going with, Ocelot?
I'm going to go with Gallicipod. It's probably not right, but...
Gallicipod is incorrect, unfortunately. Going back to team, let's go to Dene. Where would you like to go? Do you want to go in the same spot? Do you want to get another Pokedex entry? Do you want to go somewhere else?
What do you think?
I think that sounded very Incineroar-y, didn't it?
It did sound very Incineroar-y, and it sounded familiar, but there are a couple of other Pokemon it could be. Would you like to get another Pokedex entry just to be sure? And then we try to take that square?
Yeah, okay, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
The Pokemon Sun Pokedex entry. This Pokemon has a violent, selfish disposition. If it is not in the mood to listen, it will ignore its trainer's orders with complete nonchalance.
Well, I think the answer there was in the Pokemon Sun Pokedex entry. Yeah, I think they were right, and it sounds like Incineroar. Do you want to go with that, Sparky?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So your answer is?
Incineroar.
Incineroar. For 400 points, yes, that is correct. Nicely done. So, Team Dedenne, you got something rolling here. You have the top two spots now, and a total of 900 points for this round. Team Eevee, you have the Togepi in the middle. I have a pretty good hunch as to where you're going to go, but Uncle Oshawa, would you like to tell us?
Yeah, probably the top right there.
Top right going for the block. All right, I will say, folks, that this is one of those Pokemon where I can't... There's not a whole lot I can do to necessarily make this any more obscure. So we're going to
That's
go...
fine.
We're going to go with the Pokemon X Pokedex entry. A legend says that its body glows in seven colors. A rainbow is said to form behind it when it flies.
When it flies?
Osh.
I was thinking Aurorus, but then that fly part came in.
Osh.
Yes. Is it Cresselia?
Rainbow Flyer. Osh, don't make me feel this old. I am barely 2 years older than you, Osh.
I'm sorry. What is this?
Let me read it again. A legend says his body glows in seven colors. A rainbow is said to form behind it when it flies.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Linian, do you want to give him any other nudges?
Ash saw one on the beginning of his Pokemon.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's right. Okay. Okay.
I'm just coughing up a lung because I need to go to retirement home.
I'm sorry. No, I should know that. The I Choose You thing came out too, so.
Yes.
I should have known that by now.
What is it, Ocelot?
It is Ho-Oh.
It is indeed Ho-Oh, yes. Earning you 500 points and the block. Now, you guys have something going kind of diagonally there. You have Ho-Oh in the top right, then Togepi in the center. Again, I have a pretty good hunch as to where Team Dedenne is going to go, but Sparky, I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah, I think we'll go bottom left, Whimsicott.
Gee, I don't know. I wonder why you picked that. Yeah, of course we need to do that.
Do we just throw them a curveball?
No, let's go bottom left.
The Pokemon Ultra Sun Pokedex entry says, this Pokemon is the pride of the Alolan people. Its image is carved into historical buildings and murals.
Sounds legendary.
It sounds legendary, but do you think it's a pun? Like, as in pride because it's Sol Galeo? Because of Pride of Lions?
Oh... They do like to do that a lot, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of Pokemon that like, represent Alola. They are very proud of their Alolan executor, for example.
They made a whole island of it.
Yep. But I like, so many of them are well representative of Alola, like the Tapu.
I feel like if it was a Tapu, it would have Guardian in there somewhere.
Yeah, and I also think, like, it wouldn't be the pride of the Alolan people, like, it would be the pride of the people of a specific island. So, I'm kind of inclined to go Sol Galeo just because of the potential pawn in the Pokédex entry, frankly.
The only thing that I'm not sure about is because the Lunala one referenced the moon, and it was... It sounded very legendary. This doesn't sound very... I don't know. Mm,
that's a good point. So
if
what
you
want
to use that as like a reference.
That's a good point.
Right, I'm going to need you guys to settle on something, though.
Okay. Do you have a different proposal, Sparky?
I'm good at shooting down answers, but not good at coming up with them. If we can't come up with anything else, we've got, maybe we just go with that. I'm just trying to think of anything else that's in a role or that's... sort of significant.
Yeah, me neither. So are we going with Sol Galeo?
Yeah, we'll go Sol Galeo.
Okay, we're going with Sol Galeo.
Sol Galeo is incorrect.
Oh.
Going back over to Team Eevee, would you like to go here? Would you like another Pokedex entry, or would you like to go somewhere else?
Go here. Do you need another Dex entry? I need one.
I think I know it, but I'm not certain.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's Alolan Exeggutor.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking that, or an Alolan form in general, like just one of them.
There's Exeggutor Island, there's Alolan Exeggutor. They talk about in like the moon entry when I was completing the deck, it's something like, this is they take pride in it being Exeggutor's true form.
Right.
If you're feeling froggy, jump, but I would not be against grabbing a new one, but I think one exec.
Oh, do you mean a new space? Or
No.
Let's go for another Dex entry.
Alright, the Pokemon Sun entry for this says, Alola is the best environment for this Pokemon. Local people take pride in its appearance, saying, this is how this Pokemon ought to look.
So we should have gone for the quirky one.
Alright, so it's obviously a little trio, right, Lenny?
I'm just laughing because that was the one that I quoted.
Do you want to say it then?
Alolan Exeggutor.
It is correct, yes, it is Alolan Exeggutor, yes. While that was, so that was from actually Pokemon Sun, like I said, and while that was the one that you had quoted, the other ones are just, like, spot on for what it is as well. Moon, as it grew taller and taller, it outgrew its reliance on psychic powers, while within it awakened the power of the sleeping dragon. Or Ultra Moon. It swings its long neck like a whip and smacks its opponents. This makes this Pokemon itself dizzy too. That might have been a little more vague, maybe, but...
Yeah.
Nicely done. You did get Alolan Exeggutor for 400 points and the win, because you got the 3 in the row. So that earned you another 500 points. Which means for this round, Team Let's Go Eevee won with 1,800. While Team... Dedenne earned 900 points. Let me get the totals here real quick. Alright, so with that, Team Eevee has 4,400 points, and Team Dedenne has 1,000 points. Team Eevee, for winning this round, you win a $100 gift card to Rhyhorn Steakhouse. If it moves, we'll serve it. Speaking of which,
that should be delicious.
Speaking of which, you know, Rhyhorn Steakhouse, you know, the best division in the PDL, but I mean, you know. all right. So, with that, while the scores are widely different right now, we do have a game coming up that will has the chance to balance things out. We will catch you folks after this last commercial break. Explore the region of Or
anywhere else.
Visit the diverse landscape.
Guys, it's literally just a desert.
find a variety of wild Pokemon.
Oh, I think there is one. No, it's just sand.
Really, that's about it.
Really? That I had like three more quips ready to fire.
No, it's just sand and no Pokemon.
Please don't go here.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Ogno. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch, where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. And make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
And now it's time to play Pokemon Password.
Welcome back, Puckleonians, from our last commercial break. We have our last game here. It is a fan favorite, Pokemon Password. Here are the rules. There's a secret password that only one member of each team knows. Starting with the first team, the player who knows the password will give a one-word hint for their partner to try and guess. If the player is unsuccessful in the guess, the other team has a chance to give a one-word clue to try and guess. This continues until the password is given. You cannot give clues that rhyme or contain parts of the word. The sooner the password is given, the more points that can be earned, up to 1,500 points per password. Folks, do we have any questions?
Mm-mm.
No.
All right. With that, let's go ahead and start with the hosts giving the first clue. And let's go ahead and start with Team Eevee. Go ahead and start with the first one.
Clefairy.
Mount Moon.
No. Whimsicott.
Plushie.
Oh, Pokedoll.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah.
Nicely done for 1,400 points. It is indeed the Pokedoll. All right, let's go ahead and see if you can keep this rolling or if this more points will go to Team Eevee. Sparky, you get to give the first hint for question two.
All right. Glasses.
Glasses as in... the thing you wear.
G-L-A-S-S-E-S.
Okay, glasses. Squirtle.
No. Oshawott.
Special.
Choice Specs.
And with a hit right back, yes, it is indeed Choice Specs.
There we are.
For 1,400 points. So, so far, matching blow for blow. Nicely done, folks. Let's switch it back over then to the host. Whimsicott, it's your turn.
Signature.
Trainer passport?
No. Linian.
Whimsicott, I know what you're doing. I don't like it. call rest.
I don't know. Just gonna go with DNA splicers?
No. Back to Whimsicott.
Type.
Steel. I'm so sorry.
No. Back to Linian.
Fire.
Okay, I thought I had this all figured out. White Reshiram.
No. Whimsicott.
Genesect. Or Genesect, however you want to pronounce it.
What is that drive called? Oh no.
That is exactly why I answered White Reshiram.
They've got, is it the burn drive?
Yes, it is.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
My maneuvering worked.
You're playing Genesect Chicken.
Exactly. You went fire, so you handed me the move.
I knew exactly what it was, but I didn't know the name.
Oh, man.
Insane.
Nicely done, but like the chess game of what was going on there was really interesting. Uncle Oshawott, it is over to you.
All right. Classification.
I thought I had this. Pokedex.
No. Sparky.
Pichu.
Sorry, what?
Pichu, as in Pikachu.
Oh, Pichu. Classification and Pichu. Baby Pokemon?
Yes.
Oh. I was trying to be vague.
No, that was good.
Yeah, no, nicely done. 1400 for getting that one. And that just might be the swing that you guys need. I think you're still a little bit behind, but we'll see. We're halfway through this round. Let's see how the rest of this is going to shake out. We're back to the top of the order, Linian.
The problem is I have an answer that I know if he doesn't get it, Whimsicott is going to nail me. You know, I don't really have another way that I can approach this. Yousum.
Alola?
No. Whimsicott.
Stealth.
Is it the Rotolotto?
No. Linian.
Attacks.
Oh, move tutor?
Yes.
Yes.
Here we are.
Sparky, out of curiosity, with the hint of, if Whimsicott would have said Defog instead, would you have gotten it?
Possibly.
Okay.
I stopped myself because I was thinking, what's the move everyone wants to tutor? And then I realized too late, as I was saying it, that Stealth Rock is not on board. I literally had to stop myself in the middle.
I think it was because the last thing I did on my Pokemon game before turning off for this was do a Rotolotto and I got a Stealth.
Oh, yep. Yep, I can see how that would have confused
I mean, it was my mess up. You're completely right.
All right. Sparky, let's see if you can turn things around here. You go ahead and get to start password 6.
Okay. Cynthia.
Cynthia. Let's see, Cynthia... Garchomp.
No, Oshawott.
Elite.
Champion?
Yes! in two, yes, for 1400. Yes, champion was the one to go with. I love the hint of Cynthia, though. That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
It was so obvious. It was too obvious. Champion. I should have gone for it.
Well, she said Cynthia, and she said Garchomp. I was like, it's probably an item. Garchomp, ite. And then...
All right. We got two more rounds here. Let's see what's going to shake out of this. Whimsicott, you get to give the first hint for number 7.
Victory.
Victini?
No. Linian.
Island.
Oh, shoot. I was just doing this. What is that called? Liberty Island?
No, it is not Liberty Island.
Oh.
Whimsicott.
Authorization.
Is it Ula Ula Island? Oh, no, it can't be Island, but say Ula Ula.
No, Linian.
Pass.
I have no idea. I literally have no idea. I'm just going to say Team Plasma Base, or whatever that thing on the route is called, with Genesect.
No. Back to Whimsicott.
Item.
Oh, wow, that's changed what I thought it was going to be. I thought I had it.
So we have Victory, Island, Authorization, Pass, Item.
I've got no idea what that could even be. It's going to be so obvious when it gets said. Sorry, Whimsicott. This is difficult. I'm going to say... Oh, no. Sorry. I'm just going to throw out what I thought before, but it's not going to be anything because it's not an item. I'm just going to say Brass Plenty Canyon.
No. Back to Linian.
Victini.
Item? Oh, my gosh. Oh, Liberty Pass.
Yeah.
I will accept that, yes. I have it down as Liberty Ticket, which I now am looking up, and that is technically incorrect. It is Liberty Pass, so you are right with that, okay. Oshawott. So yeah, Liberty Pass is the correct thing to call it. I know Linian gave a hint as Pass, but that's not what I sent him, so.
I didn't know it was Liberty Pass. I thought it was a Liberty Ticket.
So. I did, too. Yeah. I did, too. I guess I had just assumed, because I probably was back in Gen 5. back in Gen 5, I was probably like reading like the Japanese spoilers, and it was called Liberty Ticket, because that is what the Japanese name is called, is Liberty Ticket. And didn't give it any second thought when I did it in the U.S., so.
I know you can't say it in the name, but I knew it was Pass because I was just doing it the other day because I got this stupid distribution card, so.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Very familiar with me. Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, how is he just doing that? That was like something from years ago, but that's right, you have your R4 card, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Winsley, Gen 5 is like my, so Gen 4 and 5 is a little bit of a hole in my knowledge.
I'm with you on Gen 4.
It's okay. Gen 5 is terrible. Nothing good. No. I'm kidding.
Teams and go after Snag.
Yeah, there's a new game Snag. After this. It's Professor Snag versus Wimscott and I. Post credits. Let's go.
I would probably lose, but anyway.
I got your back.
No, I just Gen 5 is a Pokemon game, and it has a lot of really good things, and it has other things that aren't so
everything
good.
Everything else.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the last one. Oshawott, you have the first hint for this one.
All right, let's go with travel.
Treble?
Yes.
Travel with a V.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, travel. Okay. I'm sorry. I was like metronome, I guess. Ride pager.
No. Sparky.
Alright. Ridal.
This is I'm yeah, sorry. I told you the accent was difficult for me.
I'm not even sure if I'm saying it correctly. Rydel.
Rydel, yeah. NPC.
Oh my goodness. I don't remember this NPC.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, good. 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 Oh, my goodness. Rydel. Pokeride?
No, back to Oshawott.
Gears.
Okay, that actually answers my question. It's the Mach Bike. Hello?
No. No, it's not the Mach Bike.
No. Oh, but it had gears.
Sparky?
I'll say Kanto.
So, now I remember who Rydel is. Thank you, Linian. Travel Rider, Gears, Kanto. Is it just the bicycle?
It is just the bicycle, yes. All right.
The gears.
I was so happy when you said it.
All right, and just by the narrowest of margins, I shouldn't say narrowest, but by a very narrow margin, Team Eevee, you guys get the clean sweep. You earned 5,100 points in this round. Team Dedeme earned 4,900 points. So just by 200 points did you guys come away with the win in this round, but you guys are ultimately the winners of this game. So congratulations to Uncle Oshawott and Linian for winning this round of Pokemon of Puckle Game Corner.
Yeah.
Good time.
Although I will say we were doomed the moment we became Team Dedenne. So.
Say, how dare you spit on the image of the mascot of Pokemon? How dare you?
Well, I'm just glad that I can beat Sparky in something. Not PDL, but maybe in this imaginary game show.
I'm sure you'll get your chance to do it again.
Don't remind me.
All right, so for winning the game, team, let's go, Eevee. You have won a trip to... We'll go ahead and make Oshawott happy. You have won a trip to the Unova region. You get to spend the days in... I should know these places a lot better. Let's look these up.
Castelia City.
Castelia City, yep. And you can actually visit, as much flack as I give Unova, it's actually where Game Corner is recorded in Verbank City. So you can check out PokéStars Studios there. And and I don't know, there's like a desert there or something too. I don't know.
So basically,
oh my gosh, you... Do you even ever get out of the studios, Nag?
I'm basically saying, hey, we got you a hotel for a couple days, so just, you know, wander.
So remember how Thatch, like, how we had to get so many iTunes reviews and then Thatch released me to do Game Corner? Well, once he released me to do that, he just locked me up in PokéStars Studio, so I haven't gone anywhere since. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's the one part of the game that I'm sorry.
When Uncle Oshawott is apologizing,
how bad of a feature does it have to be? Okay, it was pretty bad. Did anyone ever?
So what you're saying is
no.
So what you're saying, Snag, is Thatch trapped you like the guy at PokéStars Studios does. Doesn't even let you escape.
Exactly. Yes.
You want to record a movie, don't you?
Anyways, congratulations for your win and enjoy your visit to the Unova region. With that, Uncle Oshawott, thank you again for joining us. Always glad to have you on with us.
Yep. Honored to be back.
Awesome. And then we will see you again in a couple months for our Tournament of Champions. That's actually coming up sooner than I expect. We have like 4 or 5 down, I think. I'll have to look at that after this. But yeah, you'll be coming back for the Tournament of Champions. Sparky, thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure to have an Aussie on the show. And if we have a chance, we'll definitely try to get you on another time.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a great time. And I couldn't have asked for a better group of people to do the show with.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Linian, as always, thank you. You're always welcome on the show. Thank you for joining us and helping bring Oshawott to victory.
It's a pleasure to be on. One day you will dethrone me. Today is not that day.
And Whimsicott, also thank you very much for joining us today.
As always, thank you for having me, and it's like, thank you, Sparky, for saying those kind words, even though I dragged you down into the mud of defeat with me, and, no, I had fun. It was nice.
I'm not sure it was your fault, Whimsicott.
If you go back and re-listen, you'll realize it totally was.
Well, you'll have a chance to listen to this in just a little bit here. With that, folks, I do have a few closing comments for you before we officially sign off. So we are the Puckle Podcast. You can find us in several places. We have a Twitter, we have Facebook, we have all the social medias. Apparently we tumble, I guess. So please check us out and like us on all those places. If you're listening to us on iTunes or whatever service you're listening to us on, give us a review if you like what you hear. What else do I need to mention here? Please join us in our Discord. This is how we gathered these folks to join us here. This is where we're always chatting about Pokemon. There's always one of our hosts or other prominent people in our community chatting there about Pokemon. So please come join us in our Discord. There will be a link in our description. Also, if you have a little bit of extra change jangling around in your pockets, become one of our patrons. Both of these gentlemen, our contestants today, are patron members, and they do get a little bit more priority when it comes to being selected for the show. By the way, gentlemen, we do appreciate that, and all of our patrons, thank you for doing so. And I think the only other things I have to say are just make sure you check out our other podcast. Every Monday, the regular show comes out. And then the week before and after this, we have Lord Jashiro with his TCG cast. Definitely check that out. And when Thatch has time, he also does the battle cast, which on a monthly basis, he looks at a different, interesting meta. And maybe in one of these battle casts, he'll even talk about the Summer League, which has been going on by the time of this release, has been going on for a couple of weeks. In fact, three of us are gym leaders. Whimsicott, what type are you running this year?
I bet you can guess, even if you didn't already know. You know, it's fairy type, obviously.
Fairy type, yes. That was the same type that you were running last year. So that's awesome that you are. You just get to reuse the same badge then too, don't you?
That's pretty much half the reason I did it. Just laziness.
Nice. Well, you also beat a couple of our other gym leaders out for that type, because I know Linian, you were looking to be that type. But what type did you end up settling on?
Yeah, well, I decided against fairy type. I wanted something a little bolder. I went with the rock type.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I took this type for the puns and nothing else.
Nice.
That's my badge, actually. It's a nice badge. Pretty nice badge.
For those of you who aren't familiar, that's also another rock pun, apparently. I haven't looked it up, but I know it's a rock pun. And I am your electric type gym leader. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the Summer League yet, we do OU battles. You can our schedule should be posted in our Discord. It should be on our website. Please check out the Summer League. It's a great way to just get started in competitive battling. This is how I got involved in any kind of competitive battling about, what, 3 or 4 years ago. Take my advice, though. Don't wait to the last 2 weeks of the season to try to collect badges, because it's very hard to do so. So anyways, with that, I hope to see you all in the gym. Come and battle us. I know, Sparky, that you... Sparky, what's your plan for the Summer League? I know you have an interesting idea for that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to apply to be a gym leader, but I can't guarantee it that I'd be available. So I decided to pretend that I'm a rival gym leader from another region, and I'm going to come and challenge the Summer League as a monotype team.
Awesome. So you'll be coming, once you know what all the other types are, you'll be picking a different type and you'll be challenging our gyms with that type, which I think is awesome. I think that's really cool. So.
Yeah. I'm waiting to hear what all the teams are, so I can be different.
All right. Awesome. Well, we look forward to it. Ashwar, are you doing a gym league challenge this summer?
Probably will, as much as I normally do, which is I get 2 or 3 badges and then just kind of stop. But yeah, it's a good time. Even for us casuals.
Fair enough. I look forward to having you battle at some point. So, anyways, folks, if you haven't done so already, check out our Summer League. It is a lot of fun. It's going to be really, really good. I think the last thing I want to mention, because it just came to mind, by the time you're listening to this, you've hopefully signed up for PuckleCon. PuckleCon will be happening roughly a month from now. It is, I always get this wrong, July 21st and 22nd. I believe.
Yes.
Thank you. Once we got that, I know you have that under a lot more locked down than I do. July 21st and 22nd, so roughly a month from when this is going to air. If you're interested, join our Discord. Say, hey, I want to have all the PuckleCon information because I want to go. It's in Dayton, Ohio. Great weekend full of Pokemon stuff. So make sure you check us out with PuckleCon. And in a couple months, we'll probably have maybe some sort of a PuckleCon episode. We'll see what I can arrange. But with that, folks, it's time to close it down. I am your host, Professor Snag. As always, make sure that help control the Breject population. Get your dittos spayed and neutered. Good night.
Flip
let's go. Excuse me, man. I gotta get the cough out.
I'm sorry. Snag said one step ahead, and I've just been humming Aladdin, and I need to stop right now.
We either might need to make up a new one, or you might just get another Red Gyarados trailer for this. We'll see. We'll see.
All I'm saying, I feel like the kid now, which is interesting.
I also imagine that Sparky probably doesn't know what Red Gyarados is either.
Nah, I've probably heard the episode, but I can't remember the ad.
It was early. It was probably back in the mid hundreds of the episodes, which are slowly falling off of iTunes. So
I was around for the tanker episode, so if it was around there.
Yeah, it might have been a shade before that. I don't know. Anyway. One team will select a square in order to make their mark on their square. The words are hard. Let's try this again.
The middle square. What a forbidden technique. That was outlawed in the tic-tac-toe conventions of 96.
When Puckle was created.
Top right going for the block. Excuse me. Apparently I'm coming down with something too. Thanks, guys. You got me sick.
Don't look at us. We're on different continents.
That's right. Again,
so we have all the viruses.
I will mention to our Game Corner listeners that part of the reason I wanted to make this happen with these people is because we got to do another multi-continental show here. So we have people on three different continents again. One day we'll get four.
And in five different time zones.
Yes, five different time zones. I think that's probably the most impressive.
And I got the
the short end of the stick. No, that's us with the DNA.
Somebody's hitting the microphone really badly.
Sorry. I tripped over my power cord trying to get a drink. Not fun.
iTunes or whatever service you're listening to us on, give us a review if you like what you hear. If you don't like what you hear, we're ISE.
There used to be a time when Australian accents were like impenetrable to me.
Speaking a different language.
Almost, yeah. But I think I've gotten used to it. Probably, like, mainlining the entirety of House MD with Chase as my favorite character probably helped, even though his accent is very slight. So.
Wimscott, I think I need you to be just a shade louder if you can handle that. You don't need to go full Italian, like, maybe, like, 50% Italian.
Let me...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.